And so that's Paul's message in Galatians.
The whole point of Frivolous Wednesdays.
Good morning and welcome to the first Wednesdays. My name is Steven Sanders. I know what you're thinking. Aren't I Nolan Anderson? No, I'm not. I just like the look. So today we are celebrating all that goes on with Wednesdays. Now, if you're like me, you probably have thought to yourself two different things at different points of time. And I've been asked these questions over and over again. The first is, why Wednesday? What makes the day Wednesday? There are 6 days in the week other than Wednesday. Why is Wednesday better than the other days? And usually, like if you've asked me this, what I'll tell you is, why not Wednesday? But I think there's a deeper answer. And the deeper answer is, as all of us know, Wednesday's the fourth day. And you'll remember that on the fourth day, the Lord created the two suns, or the two lights to govern the day and the night, the sun and the moon. But he also created the stars. And what is Wednesday without its stars? And so we're here on the starriest night of the semester. Now, albeit we're starting at 11 a.m. And you may be thinking, but don't award show always run long? Are we starting at 11? Because we're just going to take this all through till the end of Wednesday and we'll be there at the end together. No, we will not. I'm going to run a tight ship. We're going to have awards today. We're going to have awards. We're going to celebrate all of the stars that have shined the brightest this semester and last semester. Now, you might be one of those stars, and you may think, well, Stephen, you're telling me to shine the brightest. I have so many to thank. I have so many causes to talk about. I have so many personal stories to tell. Get all of that out of your system. That's okay. But when that Wrap It Up music plays, I want you off this stage. And Officer Corder is here. And he is ready to go. He's got his handcuffs. He's got his Kevlar. You need to get off the stage if you start to hear the music. And so we're here to celebrate you. And we're here to celebrate us. And we're here most of all to celebrate me. And that's why we're here on Wednesdays. But the other question that I've gotten over and over again is, what about next year? Like, we're too scared of living in the present. We're afraid of the future. What about next year? Will there not be Wednesdays next year? To which I would say, of course there will be Wednesdays next year. The last time there wasn't a Wednesday was the first Tuesday. There has always been Wednesdays, and there will always be Wednesdays. And as long as there is Criswell College, there will be Wednesday Chapel. So I assure you, Wednesdays will be here next year. Now, that being said, I am looking forward to pursuing my dream of working at the nut counter at the Buc-ee's in Terrell. But from what I understand from reading up on the signs, I get a lot of good benefits, some time off, and so I'm sure that on occasion I will be here to share Wednesdays with you as well. But it won't just be me who's missing next year. It'll also be a number of us, some of our brightest stars. People like Eric Keener, people like Eliana Massey, people like, well, maybe Nate Potter, maybe he will be here, who knows? It's a little touch and go. But Wednesdays won't be the same next year whether we have it or not. You can't ever walk into the same river twice. So we're here today to celebrate today, to enjoy each other, to have a good time, and to remember and reflect on all that Wednesdays has been over the last year. And to that end, the marketing team has made us a video. And so look back at the retrospective of the way we were over the last two semesters.
Walk every day. No, every second. Daily, all year. That's Wednesdays.
Wednesday is amazing. It's my favorite time of the week. Wednesdays or my time.
So the administration of Criswell decided that we needed to have, on Wednesdays, we needed to have a chapel that was kind of run by academic affairs. Before I knew it, I was on an email chain where Dr. Sanders had said, yeah, no, I have some ideas about this.
I think I'd started calling it faculty chapel because I really hate academic chapel. Sounds like you're going to die by boredom. And I was in a class, it was still the first week, and I was talking to Jesse, and she's like, well, what do you want to call this? And I was like, well, it's been called all these things, but I hate all of this. And she's like, well, what is it? And I was like, you know, the whole point of Criswell is Wednesdays.
The pure chaos of Wednesdays was probably my favorite. All the games, Colby eating grits, like trying to scarf down grits.
I didn't know how long it would take to make 5 pounds of instant grits. I've never really made grits in instant grits in that denomination before. And I kept making grits and I kept making grits. And then Dr. Worthington is coming by to go down to chapel, and he pokes his head and he's like, do you need any help, son? And I'm like, I do, sir. And so I ask him to go get the elevator, to hold the elevator for me. And so he says he will, and he goes to get the elevator. Because I've got, two pretty heavy, at this point, things full of grits. I don't want to do like in the office where Kevin has the chili and he falls down. Like, I can see me doing this. And so I'm being real careful to not drop all my grits everywhere. And I go to the elevator. And he's sitting there. I was like, has the elevator not come? He's like, oh, it came. It left. I was like, you didn't hold it? And he's like, well, other people need the elevator. I was like, I really need the elevator. He's like, ain't that always the way?
I got on stage at Wednesday and was ready to eat grits against Dom at Wednesday. We sat down and they said, 3, 2, 1, Wednesday. And so we started eating. And I looked over and Dom was done. I don't know how he did it. He was crazy with how many grits he could eat. He had better grit than me.
Can you imagine Steven eating grits?
Oh, man, I would love to see that. Like, grits all over here. And he gets on his, black shirt, bro. Then he goes to his car and pulls out, all the spare black shirts he has.
When we set off the fire alarms for Dr. Moore's birthday, that was amazing.
So, the fire alarm was interesting. It was my birthday. It was my 50th birthday party.
The icebreaker that I wanted for that day was a Thriller dance-off, which we never actually did because of the fire alarm. So, but in the Thriller video, they've got all of that mist at the bottom of the graveyard, wherever it is they are. So I went and talked to Brad because I looked at an org chart and I felt like Brad was the person I should go and talk to. So I'm talking to Brad and he's like, oh, it'll definitely work. Yeah, those smoke machines, they aren't gonna cause a problem at all. I'm like, are you sure? Because I do not want to set off the smoke alarm. He's like, oh no, those are props.
Dr. Sanders had turned the smoke machine on before I came down there, and then he had turned it off. And I came down to chapel, and he was like, I turned it off because I thought it was just too much. And I was like, no, I'll turn it back on. It's going to be fine. And he kind of was like, am I going to get fired if I set the fire alarm off?
That was one of the funniest moments because I'm on stage and the smoke is just pouring behind me and I can't see the crowd at all. And, it's just gray in front of me. And I'm still trying to introduce people in their costumes. But then the fire alarm went off and we had to evacuate. And that was really funny, especially because we were told it wouldn't. But now we know who to ask that question. Not Brad.
I take responsibility for that. It was my fault. Dr. Creamer, if you're listening, it was my fault.
The one redeeming factor was this was the first Wednesdays that Dr. Creamer wasn't at. So I thought at least Dr. Creamer wasn't there for that. So later that day, I'm leaving with my smoke machine. You know, I've gone and picked it up from where I'd concealed it, and I'm taking it out into the parking lot. And who should walk up but Dr. Creamer? And he looks at me and he laughs. He's like, do you have a long day? And sure enough, he had already heard about it.
Dr. Sanders asked the Performing Arts Club to help him do a few videos. He was really just like, you have to make these videos.
We need the videos now.
And just really demanding. It was pretty stressful and crazy for us, but you know, we did what we could. And from what I could tell, it seemed like it was a big hit. Like, people were following me with cameras and, like, cornering me, like, Ellie, I want your autograph. It was crazy. I think some of the hype has died down a little bit, thankfully, now.
Maybe there's another, like, alternate reality where Wednesdays never came. And, like, Thanos, like, snapped Steven out of existence. Oh, Steven Strange. It was Steven Sanders. Oh, my gosh. Dude. Steven, he's got, like, the, what is it, you know? I need those effects on there, bro, right? Seth, put that on there. Oh, it's Dennis? Bro has a wife and family, and he's putting the effects on here. I'm sorry, Dennis. What am I doing? What Criswell would be like without Wednesdays? We'll just be back to everybody sitting in.
Panel discussions? Amazing, because we probably said some things that could get some people in serious trouble.
My biggest fear every Wednesday is when the panel discussions start, because I'm always scared that Dr. Sanders is about to say something that'll get him fired. But we don't record those things, so that's a good thing. Apparently we do record those.
Steven, mira.
Yeah, I just came back from a taco joint with Spring and more. Anyways, we were talking about God knows what. Anyways, there's 6 days and 23 hours and 5 minutes till the next Wednesday's chapel. Go Georgia Tech, or whatever that y'all say, or I say. Who am I? Yeah.
We love Wednesdays.
We love Wednesdays. We, together. We love Wednesdays.
You know what I've always wondered?
Okay, we have turned to the section of our program where we're going to give out the awards. I'm here to present the first annual Adrian Norris MVP of Wednesdays Award. Wait, I'm supposed to do this in character, apparently. Ladies and males, boys and girls, history will remember this day, and humanity will remember this hour. For it is today, and it is right now, when the greatest of all honors is bestowed upon one from our midst. Prophets from of old peered through the hazy mist of the ever-changing future. How long does this go? Longing to glimpse what our eyes have seen, they yearn to hear the dulcet tones that our eyes have recognized. They extended their hands, reaching out in the void of human existence, yada, yada, yada. Upon these three, God has graciously bestowed the spirit of Wednesday. These three champions do not slow, they do not falter, they do not faint. Their will is forged as of iron. Their righteousness of their purpose springs unbounded by fear or doubt or sorrow. Their thirst remains unquenched as they drink deeply from the very chalice that is life itself. What better fortune have we than to witness this fire blazing forth from the ashes of the hopes of legends long past? And yet, there can only be one champion. One true champion who can take up the crown reserved for Wednesday MVP, although few have worn the chain of chains valiantly over the semester, only one can carry that chain into the long, endless summer ahead. The nominees for the first annual Adrian Norris Wednesday's MVP trophy are Adrian Norris for giving voice to the spirit of Wednesdays, Eliana Massey. Seems a more popular option. For her constant fight for the honor of the Wednesday's chain, and Colby Hudson. For showing us that there is no shame in coming up just a little bit short. And the winner is, it's Adrian Norris!
I'll give you the trophy.
I just wanted the chain.
Who could have thought, huh? The award named after me, I would win. I just want to say thank you, first and foremost, to Dr. Sanders, Dr. Moore, and Dr. Spring for giving me the opportunity to host Wednesdays. It was a blessing. It was a lot of fun. Thank you to all of you who came and made Wednesdays what they are. Your energy, your participation in the Icebreaker Games, all the fun we had. It's due to you guys, so thank you guys. Thank you to my family, mom, dad, love you, brothers. Thank you to my beautiful fiance. Love her. Had to give her a shout out. One last thing. Shout out to the SGA president, future president. Vote for me and Lucy. And I don't want to leave the stage. I belong on the stage.
Get off the stage. So originally, Dr. Worsler was going to present the following award, but unfortunately, he emailed me earlier today and said that he was having car trouble and wouldn't be able to make it on time. Of course, he texted Dr. Spring saying that he has an MSG allergy that was acting up, and he told Dr. Moore that he was struggling with his plantar warts. Wherever he is right now, I hope he's okay. Anyway, I wanted him to present the Wednesday Vibes Award because of his encyclopedic knowledge of Criswell's history and perspective of what sets Wednesday Chapel apart from other Criswell events. So when I asked him about this earlier this week, he replied, basically nothing, it's just a chapel. When I pressed him on the topic, he admitted, well, I do like the logo. That W thing that keeps showing up on the newsletter, that's nice. And oh, also some of the art that you use for the different series of messaging. But yeah, it's just a chapel that's very well marketed and extremely well photographed, and that's probably what will be remembered about Wednesdays is the hashtag content. But hey, as long as people are subscribing to the YouTube channel and smashing that like button, do y'all even have a podcast? I honestly had no idea what he was talking about. So I'll just introduce the nominees for the Wednesday Vibes Awards, given to the person who has contributed the most to the culture of Wednesdays. And the nominees are Seth Carpenter for photographing Wednesdays and making documentary videos. Jesse Martinez for coming up. Got a crowd favorite. For coming up with the name Wednesdays and promoting our hashtag content on Criswell socials. And Dennis Reyes for making the little W thing that keeps showing up on the newsletter and the art that we use for the different series. And the winner is all of them. We all benefit from all of this that they do. Congratulations. Criswell's highest honor.
Thank you.
I'm too short. Go Wednesdays.
Okay. I'll pass it. Where is he?
Thank you.
This is right here. Oh, we're in the wrong order. That's the wrong. We're on checking the box.
Hey, yo. We on checking the box. What's up, fan? Uh-huh.
That one must be.
So I'm here. Y'all know me, right? Yeah, Dr. Woods.
I don't know. I thought that was next, but maybe
I'm trying to figure out how to read this with my bifocals.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I must have messed with
it. But y'all know I got that new track out, that hip-hop track.
That's fine. I'm trying to think
of it. I want y'all to get it.
I think this is right.
But I'm going to do this Yeah, I see you, homie. I see you. What's going on? Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy. West Side, West Side. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm glad they brought me out. Glad they brought me out. Listen, this award, before I read, let me just say, you know, I'm grateful to be here. You know, I'm grateful to be here.
Checking the box, Discord.
Grateful to be able to, you know, read these nominees off to you. I'm grateful for that. But before I do that, let me tell y'all something. I did this this album, so if y'all could get my album, I just want to, topic of the album, it's called 16 Bars. 16 Bars. And so y'all make sure y'all pick it up. But maybe I'll just give y'all a little spit so you'll buy it. All right, are y'all ready? Yeah. See that? Yeah.
He's taking a left turn.
Yeah, Paul had a disciple named Timothy, is that right? Yeah. Okay. So we'll say it like this. 16 bars to spit with Timothy, dedicated to Christ. When I die, remember me. Y'all supposed to start clapping.
I have no idea.
That's right. That's right. But if you do remember me, then remember my worth. But if you still think I'm prideful, then remember I'm dirt. And you too. Okay. Get the snaps. I see you. It ain't about me. It's about this award. Y'all ready? Here we go. The most important ability is availability. Mm. Yeah.
I did write these.
You see, life is all about checking that box. When it comes to chapel, the most important thing you can possibly do is get credit for coming to chapel. You got to check that box. You walk down those stairs to Honan, and you check that box. You come back the next week, and you check that box. Time comes for you to graduate. Maybe you will, but you better check that box. Yes, you will, because you've been checking that box all along. Most of life is just scraping by long enough to
check that box.
Me? I don't go anywhere without signing in and
checking that box.
The checking that box award goes out to the man or woman who has been checking that box the most by signing into Wednesday Chapels over the last two semesters. And the nominees are, drum roll please. Woo, I like that. Abby Barth for checking that box. Gina Coombs for
checking that box.
Yeah. And Meadow Ellis for
checking that box.
And the winner is Gina Coombs. That girl be checking that box. You check that box, girl. You check that box.
What have we done?
All I can say is that Wednesdays is one of the best things that Criswell has ever done, and you can't miss it.
Grab me the. Oh, does he?
Morning. Every morning I wake up, I put on this uniform, I grab a donut, and I head here to protect all the students and employees here at Criswell College. Thank you. Some of you might even say that's my life's work. So what are two of the largest threats that face this campus? Well, number one, we learned this morning, not overemphasizing the term dry ice when it comes to smoke machines. And number two is Discord, mainly Discord. Every day, somebody on this campus falls to Discord, and it's our job to help resolve it and get you out of it. So it's a bit of a surprise to me to find out one of the biggest areas, primary areas of focus here is Discord. Discord. Well, then it's not without saying that I was chosen to come up here to give the Discord award to the person who has used the Discord app the most during the panel discussions. The nominees for said award are Gracie Royale. This perpetrator for asking legitimate questions about faith and theology. The next perp is Nathan Potter. For asking the question that led Dr. Sanders' shower pooper story. Not sure what that is. And Colby Hudson. For asking about Rory Gilmore's various paramours. And the perpetrator who won this award is Nathan Potter.
Yeah! Ooh, I feel so alive. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Wednesdays. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Really, Corder?
Oh, was it? My bad. You should have been a nominee.
A little bit of human kindness, please. All right. I have the dubious honor of presenting an award that I don't understand. But I'm going to read it anyway, because it's Wednesday, and Sanders told me to do it, and he couldn't quit laughing. I don't know if it's because I'm the person picked to give the award, or if it's the award. We shall find out. When I was a little girl, yes, this did exist when I was a little girl. My grandmother took me shopping as we were entering JCPenney's. And it was still cool then. It was in downtown. She gave me instructions that had become the guiding principle of my life. I want to share this wisdom with you today and your young minds. She said to me, "Vicky, if something happens today, go out like a G." I hope that's not profane, dirty, double entendre, I don't know. Okay, we're going to try this. Look, Wednesdays can be a scary place. It is a JCPenney's where only the strong survive. And if you get caught in that crossfire, you might catch a stray. For each one of us, there's a bullet out there with your name on it. We're here today to pour one out for the homies who have caught strays while on a Wednesday. The nominees for Catching Strays Award are Ty Keezer. For going four whole days before annoying the love of his life and then getting called on it by someone in the audience. Well, I mean, really, 4 days. Kevin Worsler. after sharing with us about his spiritual struggles in seminary, was informed by one of his former students, Dr. David Brooks, that had he known all that then, he would have asked for a different professor. And the ever-sparkling Sarah Spring, who, according to Adrian, celebrated her 50th birthday in 1993, making her 81 years young today. And the winner of the Kevin is Kevin Worsler. And I am going to place this trophy in his office in memory of him. He may not have gone out like a G, but he did go out.
I have to follow that. My goodness. Okay, Dr. Brown, the woman, the myth, the legend. I mean, it's something. Okay, next category. When you enter a room, where you sit says everything about your character. Do you sit at the front, or does that seem too eager? Do you sit in the middle of the room? And if so, is it middle front or middle back? Do you sit facing the door? Do you sit next to an aisle? Do you sit in the middle of the row? Do you bring your own chair? What do these decisions say about you? And if you are Baptist, Dr. Keyser, this is why I'm presenting this award. Right? If you are Baptist, as the most Baptist person, right, on faculty, yeah. Right? You know that the only place to sit is where? Back row. So we all know that the last will be first, and the first will be last. So first in the room should be in the last seat. So that, right, what they will then be the first to leave after the last thing happens. And sometimes people mistakenly think that they should sit on the front row so they don't miss anything. But the true leader knows that the only way to really not miss anything is to sit behind everyone else. So after all, the most important things happen on the back row. After all, right, Stephen may set another fire in chapel, and then, right, sitting down the row nearest the door could save your life. You're welcome for that PSA. So the nominees for the Back Row Baptist Award are Rob Merriman for taking up his position in the back corner of the sound booth. Eric Keener for always sitting on the last row in the main section. And Jim Larson for often sitting right next to the stairs. Okay, and the winner is Eric Keener. Yes, pause for a moment while he comes up from the back row.
I just want to say how beautifully ironic it is that the non-Baptist person in the room got the Baptist Back Row Award. And since I'm not Baptist, I'll be brief. So I want to thank... I want to thank my friends and family for supporting me at this college, and I want to thank Stephen Sanders and his cohort of Criswell College professors for bringing together what is Wednesdays, because Wednesday Chapel really redefined chapel and made chapel worth paying attention to again, even from the back row. And I also want to thank him for telling me to be brief.
Milan, Paris, London, New York. The fashion capitals of the world celebrate the intersection of street style and haute couture once a year at Fashion Week. But here at Wednesdays, every week is Fashion Week. Criswell's hottest new chapel rewards the chic and the avant-garde. Can you rock vintage boho athleisure with a minimalist twist? Or should you accessorize with upcycled Y2K-era Ed Hardy aviator glasses? Maybe add the latest velour trucker hat made with sustainable ocelot fur. Only you can decide. When all else fails, you can just stay up 2 days in a row, dressed like a gypsy hobo, wearing an old-fashioned bathing costume that makes us all ask, huh? Whatever you do, just know that the following nominees for the Best Dressed Award are probably already wearing it better than you. The nominees are Cy Sammons. He's nominated for looks such as Sad Mime. And Cy Sammons Goes to Chapel. The second nominee is Adam Sandler. Nominated for casual wear at the batting cage in the middle of the night. The third nominee is Brady Fowler. Nominated for gorgeous wizard found in a wearable Snuggie. And the winner is Brady Fowler.
All right, well, I did theater in high school for 4 years, and I never won an award for it once, but best financial decision of my life! Woo!
I can't rap, so let's stop that. So, good Office reference earlier, fire guy. Yeah, nice. So, Dr. Sanders asked me if I would present today, and I was happy to do so, but I told him if I have to dress up, I'm not going to do it. He said, that's okay. You can come, be like Adam Sandler. So, I'm just dressed as I normally would be, so a Chalamet. So, here I am. In the winter of 1977, I was hanging out with Freddie Mercury. So first of all, this is his script, not mine, so stop. So I would have been 4 years old. So first off, yeah. First off, somebody called child welfare. You know, Georgia Campbell, what are you thinking? I was hanging out with Freddie Mercury over at the Moody Coliseum, and as we were getting set up for the Queen show that night, Freddie said to me, he said, you know, because he's British, right? So he says, you know, little tiny baby toddler-sized Dr. Campbell, you've paid your dues time after time. You've done your sentence, but you've committed no crimes. Then he looked me in the eyes, which got weird, really fit. And he said, you are the champion. But I'm also the champion. All of us, we are the champions of the world. And so little did I know he would go on to immortalize our conversation in song. But since then, I've come to realize that Freddie Mercury was wrong on several different levels. But on that level, we can't all be champions. That's not the way life works. There can only be one true champion. And at Wednesdays, many participate, but only the champion wins. And so I'm here to present the People's Champion Award. It goes to the man or the woman who has triumphed over the People's Chapel. So the nominees are, first, Cy Sammons for winning cups at the First Wednesday. So let's hear it for Cy. Secondly, Eliana Massey for winning multiple competitions. And lastly, Colby Hudson, but at the last moment, Sanders withdrew your nomination. He said you don't deserve it. I don't know. It says here, let's just say I disagree with his nomination. I don't disagree with it. He disagrees with it. The winner is Eliana Massey.
I'm not sure if this is for me or if it's for Miss Mossy, wherever she is. But I would like to thank the people and the Academy.
I'm still catching strays. Sometimes they're not even stray. They're just direct. They're just... really good job on these, Jesse. These are cool. These are hand-painted, right? Teddy Roosevelt once said, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. Hold on. Got it. Who errs, who comes up short, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly again and again because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither knew triumph nor defeat. Roosevelt was likely referencing Augustine here. You see, this is clever. Also, I did not write this either. Sanders wrote this for me. And I don't know what character I'm supposed to be in because this is so on brand. And I feel a little bit like, I feel like Sanders has like pinned me down and has like written me on a piece of paper. Because Augustine, if we had footage of this, you could see him every Wednesday get up, put on his nicest toga, go to chapel, volunteer for an icebreaker. And yet every Wednesday, Augustine would lose that icebreaker. But it was through his participation that he would come to wrestle with the longing of his heart for the ultimate Wednesday, where we will receive the true prize that can only be found in Christ. Or as he put it, our hearts are restless until they find rest in God. It is in that tradition that we present the presentation trophy, complete with hand-painted necklace. The following nominees do not know the triumph or of high achievement, but at least they failed while daring greatly. The nominees are Molly Brester, for getting stuck with butt stickers. Jacob Roth, who jumped left while yelling, jump right, again and again and again. And Colby Hudson, who was a finalist for the eating competition, the costume contest, the stealing cards game, the Kahoot, the circle jump game, and many awards tonight, but have you won any? Oh, okay. And the winner is Jacob Roth. Thank you. I just thank you all. I knew this was coming. I knew this.
Thank you. I want to thank Colby for making all of this possible. Without him, couldn't have done any of it. I've never won anything like this. It's always like, Jacob, you're the best. Jacob, you're number one. Jacob, like, you've never failed. Oh.
No worries.
Number one again. But I would just like to say, we all can't be first at being second. Thank you.
Everybody, we're the Performing Arts Club. Yeah. Woo! Big round of applause.
Let me move this. And just flip on the mic.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Okay, we're about to speed run this. We're giving away awards. This is the award, and this goes to Dr. Brown. Let's go, Dr. Brown. Thank you.
Let me help you with that.
No, I can do it myself.
Get the hello. Okay. I'm trying. All right. Okay, so our next award is for the coolest soul patch. For always being the most groovy, Dr. Woods, get up here.
She went in a different direction than I anticipated.
Bring that beautiful soul patch up here.
All right, I'll do the next one. Got 5 minutes.
Okay. The next award is the most Calvinistic. This award is presented to This award is presented to Isaiah Southers for being the most doctrinally sound.
Big round of applause.
Isaiah?
He wasn't okay. Predestined to be here.
Okay.
All right. Well. Okay. I have the honor of presenting the Best Stephen Award, and the Best Stephen is Stephen Sanders.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, we're getting a call. Wait, it's... Oh, no.
It wasn't Stephen?
No, it's
not. Oh. Who is it?
Huh? The other Stephen.
Right there. The other Stephen. Oh, Stephen Wages! Woo! Yeah! Okay, the next award, it's a good one, guys. We took a lot of time preparing these. The Best Magenta Hair Award goes to Professor Smith. Woo!
Okay, so next we got, unfortunately, this is kind of a copy, but we didn't know what awards were going to be, but we have the Best Dressed Award, and... The only thing bigger than his pants is his heart. It's Cy.
Cy! Woo! Come up here, boy!
Come up here, Cy. Come get your award. Take it, Cy.
Woo! You want to say something, Cy?
Yeah. Say something. Okay.
Okay. I guess I'll go. All right. So, the most brittle class, the class... with the most broken bones, goes to the freshman class.
Woo!
And I can think of no one more fitting but Colby Hudson to take this award.
Mm. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, everybody. Yeah.
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 Typical.
Okay, and I also have the honor of presenting the award for the worst couple. I know.
Who do y'all think it is?
Who do y'all think it is?
Shout it out.
Who do you think the worst?
Okay. For having the worst relationship with markers in the school, Dr. Ty Keiser! Yeah! Woohoo!
He's abusive to his markers.
Allegedly. Yes.
You want to say anything?
Well, looks like we have one more
best for last.
Award. Yes, the best for last. The best rapper award.
Okay. Wait a minute.
It says here the best rapper, Hezekiah Helms. Oh. Come up here, Hezekiah. Come get your award.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He says he's a God-coming superstar.
I don't know. That's what we came up with, dude.
Come on.
Rap.
Come on. Rap. Give us a couple bars.
Rap.
This is what the rap game about.
I think it's time to cut.
Hold on. Now, you think you like that?
Yeah.
Go first.
No.
All right, hold on. Check me out. Let me define my terms real quick.
No, he has lyrics. He can do that.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You got lyrics too.
We need to cut it.
Yo.
Okay, I think that's all the time we have. Let's give it up for our pack of war.
Best rapper.
Hey.
I think one of my favorite things about Wednesdays is the vision that Dr. Sanders had and his ability to really come up with topics that we felt that the students needed to hear. That's really how I would describe Wednesdays, is a love letter from faculty to students.
I loved Wednesdays. I loved the intentionality behind all the professors planning it out. They were intentional with the games we played. They were intentional with the messages that were given. They were intentional about everything.
Those conversations or those sermons, those talks, they really showed us the professors in a new light, in a human light. It felt like it humanized them in a way that kind of broke a wall down. They're people too. They understand. It's comforting knowing that the people teaching us wrestle with these same things. Even though that they're wiser than us, they recognize that there's a ground level in which people operate. So
where do I start? For me personally, Wednesdays became the heartbeat of Criswell College for the weeks that it went on. It was more than just the fun games. It was nice to hear from professors that you wouldn't normally hear from. To hear from people who have gone through those things that we know and respect and trust was really helpful.
Yeah, I appreciated the way that the relationship one was ran. If you went to one, you kind of wanted to go to the next one to hear the other aspect of it. And I felt like it was applicable to majority of the students, if not all of the students, in different ways. I feel like it was handled better than I've seen in previous like church settings or school settings.
Specifically, one of my favorites was Dr. Springs, whenever she talked about what she would tell her 20-year-old self, and she mentioned that she would have been less apathetic in her relationship with the Lord and not so like loose about it and just kind of putting it to the side. because, you know, when things feel fine, you're less likely to pray, you're less likely to read the Word, to spend time with God. But really, when the hard times hit, then they hit you so hard because you're not prepared, you're not being rooted in Christ. And so that was just an encouragement to me. One of my favorite, probably, sermons was when Dr. Wurzler was talking about, like, your relationship with God when we did the series on relationships, and just, like, how to maintain that relationship when life gets busy, especially because college is just chaotic. And it really stuck out to me and really, like, just changed my heart posture.
You know, when I think of Criswell College Chapel, I mean, I think of all the times that it impacted me. I've been a student here for over 4 years now. I graduated from here, and one of the things I loved was chapel itself. So when I heard that there was this new edition of Wednesdays, I was excited. The problem is that I'm a commuter, and I'm not ever here on Wednesdays. But thankfully, we have the podcast that we have these messages recorded. Because in a way, even though I'm not there physically getting to hear those messages, I think there's still a connection. And you don't even necessarily need to be a student. Like, the topics that are being discussed, the way that the professors are engaging, like, I find myself recommending this to people outside of Criswell, because I think it is topics relevant to what is happening in the culture, like what people need to hear, even if it's not the most life-changing kind of advice. It's still a place where you get to step into the shoes of someone else and relate to them.
We didn't want Wednesday Chapel just to be somebody standing up and talking about what they wanted to talk about. And so one of our taco joint meetings, we sat down and we thought about, what is it that we feel like we want to talk to students about, but we don't really have time in class or in our curriculum to talk about? And so we sat down and we brainstormed just topics. And then we kind of grouped them. And so we would have categories of topics that maybe kind of went together. And then that's how we came up with, you know, friendship, dating, singleness, those kind of all went together. And then first semester we did kind of things every college student should know. How to have grit, how to have boundaries, how to kind of create goals for your life, that sort of thing. And then last semester we also did kind of a kind of ministry things that you don't get to do, kind of outreach things you don't get to do in class.
You can know people for a long period of time, and you can be friends with people, but you get into a very specific circumstance or like scenario or environment, and like it brings out something different in them. And I feel like for me, that's one of my big takeaways for Wednesdays this semester, is within the context of the panels. Because like, I know, you know, I know Dr. Spring, I know Dr. Moore, I know Dr. Keyser, Dr. Worthington, I know, you know, a lot of these people really well. But in that context, like, they sometimes show, you know, especially Dr. Campbell with the music knowledge, but some of them I've known for, you know, ever since I've been here. But this has been a different way to get to know them as well, which I've really liked.
We really are trying to come alongside students this year to do life with them. I like the realness that I feel like we've brought to that particular chapel service, acknowledging that all of us struggle, so let's talk about ways to overcome that, to be successful in the midst of suffering. I can honestly say I love every person that I work with on faculty, and our students have really gotten to see Dr. Brown, who doesn't normally speak in chapel. Dr. Wurzler, getting to see a different side of him when he talks about the struggles that he went through in seminary. And really with the panels, you've gotten to see the banter, the good relationships that we have with one another, because that's how we are all the time up on the third floor. None of that is fake. We really genuinely like each other that much, I would say. And so I hope that helps students realize that we love them and we love each other, and they would want to come here and they'd want to learn from us because of right the atmosphere, the feeling that I think you get in those situations.
Yeah, I'm going to take a minute. I know this is more serious than the rest of the tone, but I think that sometimes it's easy to kind of float through and not realize how difficult or how much effort certain things take. And we often have, for chapels, we'll have outside speakers, and outside speakers are great. But when outside speakers come through, they don't really have to go to class immediately, you know, and they don't have, like, whatever's going on right before class, and they're not up on the third floor making a lot of grits. But... you know, in a lot of ways, the way we thank them, and we should thank them, is by giving them an honorarium or, like, reaching out personally. And I think sometimes we overlook the people who serve us day in and day out. And so I wanted to give all of us a chance to thank the professors who have served us in this way. I wanted to do that through the video. I want you to hold your applause just for time for a second. But I want to call up the professors who have spoken just so that we'll have one more time to thank them before we dismiss. And so... Dr. Moore has spoken for us a couple of different times. Yeah, if you can just come up here. And she had one of the first messages that we had. I think it was the second one overall that was on boundaries that was really, really powerful. And then she also did the friendship one, which I'm still thinking about at this point in time. So she served us twice in this way and done a tremendous job. We also have Dr. Spring. Dr. Spring has also spoken for us twice, which were both mentioned as being powerful in the video there. She spoke about grit, and then she also spoke about the advice she gave herself in her 20s, which I think was applicable to all of us, no matter what age we are. I'd like to thank Dr. Curtis Woods. Dr. Woods obviously has a lot going on with transitioning into a new job, but he made this a priority. And also, I think he is a needed perspective that we don't otherwise have on our campus that I'm really growing from, and I'm so excited that he's here with us regularly and so glad that he shared with us this semester and a semester that's clearly very hectic for him. Dr. Campbell, what can you say about Dr. Campbell's? Like, I learned a lot both in terms of my music knowledge and also in terms of I really liked the way in his message that he shifted from this idea of all of us needing, like, non-Christians needing access to God through Christ, but also for those of us who do believe in Jesus, we have this access, and what are you doing with that access? And, like, that's something that I've really been thinking about over the last month. Dr. Kieser, I felt like the 2 weeks that were going to be the most difficult and challenging for us from a message standpoint for this semester were dating and singleness, and I really wanted to make sure he took one of those two because I knew that he would do it superbly, and I thought that what he did really combines the things I admire about his teaching personally. Like, it was academically very on brand. Like, he really knew his stuff. He's obviously talking about Augustine through this. But it was also personal in the way that he would then clearly explain what he was talking about to us and talk about what that looked like in his life. And I thought he did a great job. Dr. Bridger, one of the challenges that a lot of colleges have faced over the last year and a half is how to deal with their students in the way they think about the various conflicts in Israel and Palestine, Gaza, Lebanon, all of these things. And even today, like, if you look at the news, there are different fallout at campuses where students are just really divided on how to think about that. And in a lot of ways, he has shepherded us and guided us in a lot of different ways in how we think about that. But I know I personally really benefited from hearing his presentation again during chapel, especially at a key time when that conflict seemed to be expanding, for us to be able to ask questions of him and also to kind of think through what he had for us. Dr. Brown's time with us may have had the most tangible effect on me because I went out and bought Anxious Generation and read it afterwards. But I thought that she did a great job of not only addressing the issues that we knew needed to be addressed about the challenges for all of us with screens and technology and how to use those profitably, but also not to use those as a way to take us from the life we want. But she also raised a lot of other issues about how generational choices have shaped all of us and things like that. And so I remember her message being incredibly fun in the way and creative in the way she did it, but also really impactful. And I'm not sure if he's in here, but Dr. Brooks as well. Dr. Brooks obviously has had a challenging year physically, but he
said that he really wanted to participate on the all-faculty panel that we did at the first, and I thought he really added something, both for Dr. Worsler catching strays, but also just adding with his personal experience and his knowledge of how he studied the Bible. Dr. Worthington's not with us, but he not only led us in thinking through how he serves the homeless community around us and how we can help with that, but he also was the connection that we got to bring in our calling to also address that, which was great. And then Dr. Worsler, too, wherever he might be, somebody said that he said something about taking his mom to the doctor, but that sounds like an excuse. But I thought both in some of the panel discussions during the relationship series, but especially in his talking through what it means to have a relationship with God, I thought all of these were just really powerful. And like we said, I think Dr. Moore said in the video, the one thing, even before we thought about icebreakers and even before we came up with the name Wednesday or even before we had figured out what all this turned into, the first thing we knew was we wanted an environment where we could address the things that we all struggle with that are not necessarily classroom environment, like classroom topics, but we wanted a place that would be fun, but we could also really talk about real things that all of us struggle with and are challenged by and that kind of thing. And I think in that way, these people have made that a real success, and we've all benefited from their serving us in that way. So could you join me in thanking them for their service? So that's Wednesdays. We are not going to have Wednesday Chapel for the rest of the semester, but we will see you again in 139 days and 23 hours. You're dismissed.